Okay, now I'm sorry, ma'am. Could you repeat that? What was the problem? You said blue
Okay,
compound?
there's like a glue
Oh,
compound
glue.
splattery stuff kind of by my headlight. I've got nicks in the front, okay, like
Nicks?
across, yeah, it's kind of like a scratch cut thing on the, what
Oh.
is it, Rick, the black thing. The it's down on the bumper, okay?
Okay. Is the glue on the paint itself?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh. Have you tried peeling any of it off? Because it'll probably
No,
take the paint off.
I'm not touching it. No,
Oh, good.
it's like glue. I
Yeah.
mean, it's like chunks,
It'll take the
okay?
paint
So
off.
I'm not trying to pick anything off. No.
Okay, good, good. Well, what we can do for you there is we have a body shop. We can basically what it sounds like needs to be done. You said you got nicks, you got glue on there. What it sounds like should be done is you should probably bring it to our body shop, and what we'll do is we will replace the bumper and we'll paint it, and that generally runs about 9,000.
Okay, no, wait a minute. I'm not paying $9,000 for something I just had done. Okay? I just had my whole front end redone by you guys, okay? And
You had a paint job done?
yeah, I got a paint job done. Hang on a second. Let me let you talk to my husband.
Okay.
Hi, Adam. This is
Hi.
Rick.
What can I
Hello?
do for you, Rick?
What's up?
Well, based upon what your wife described to me, I believe it sounds like you're probably looking at a new paint job there and possibly replacement of the front bumper.
Okay, well, the front bumper probably, I'm going to say, doesn't need to be replaced. It's something that actually, it's just a small little cut type thing that
Oh.
probably can just be.
Oh, so she was exaggerating.
Oh, well, okay, Adam, I'm going to stop you for just a second.
Yeah.
We just had $2,500 done on the car, okay? So when
What kind of car are we talking about here?
Subaru WRX.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to tell you right now, I felt that what you just said was pretty offensive because this is my wife's pride and joy, and we just, like I said, spent $2,500 having it fixed, and to have about three, four miscellaneous things, i.e., the glue on the passenger side bumper, okay, the little nick by where the license plate is, and it looks like on the driver's side back rear that something was gouged, okay?
Gouged? Oh my God.
Well, no, it looks like something hit it or may have been dropped on it. It's
Are you sure this wasn't like this before? Because honestly, what it sounds like someone banged your car up and you're trying to get us to pay for it. You know, this sounds like maybe you were at the grocery store and someone banged a cart into it, and then you're trying to blame it on us to get it for free. That's very clever.
Adam,
That's very
I
clever.
okay, Adam, I don't know how you can make such a jump, okay? No, that's not the case at all.
That's just how it
Adam,
sounds.
what is your last name, please?
I'm sorry, what's that, sir?
What's your last name, Adam?
It's Weston, Weston.
Okay.
Is there a
And what
problem,
is
sir?
your official title there?
I'm the service manager here.
You're the service manager,
Yes.
okay, for the body shop?
For the body shop, yes.
Okay, service manager for the body shop. Okay, Adam, can you do me a favor?
Of course.
I'd like to speak to your boss
Okay.
because the tone and everything that I'm getting from you isn't what we should be getting.
Well,
And you're making me extremely angry at this point
I
in
am
time.
very
So,
sorry, sir.
who is your boss?
I never meant to do that. His name is Gary, and I would like to
What's Gary's
apologize.
last name?
I'm sorry, what's that, sir?
What's Gary's last name?
It's Ray, Ray.
Okay.
I just
And
would.
what is his title, please?
Pardon me?
What is his title, please?
He's general manager for sales, a service parts body.
Okay, general manager. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is he there?
He is, yeah. I can go ahead
okay.
and transfer him to
I'd like to speak to him directly, please.
Just may I interject very quickly first, just a small, just my own 2 cents? It sounds like you need to check your wife, because I think she is just exaggerating this. I think she's trying to lay the blame elsewhere. And if that were my woman, I would not let her get away with this. I don't know how you stand on that, but that's just...
I'm going to tell you what. You're insulting my wife, okay?
Well, it just sounds
and
like your wife is trying to pull a fast one.
And insulting my wife. Connect me to Gary, please.
Okay, I just wanted to say it sounds like your wife's trying to pull a
yeah,
fast
Yeah, well, you
okay.
know what?
I'll transfer
really
you now.
Getting me angry now.
I'm sorry. I'll transfer you now, sir.
All right, I gotta go in like 15 minutes. So. This is Gary. Can I help you?
Yes, Gary. This is Rick Pickering, and we just had my wife's WRX come in to have some body work done.
Yes, sir.
And spent $2,500, okay? Mm-hmm. And when Julie got home and looked over the car very carefully, she noticed a couple of minor things,
and
at that point in time, she pulled me down. I looked at the car, I looked at everything that was there, and I'm about to go into the few little discrepancies that we had, okay? And we were just calling to find out when we could bring the car back in and have you guys look at it. And this is nothing major at all. It is very small. But I'm going to tell you that Adam, who we just spoke to,
yes.
okay,
mm-hmm.
And my wife who originally made the call, Adam's tone and demeanor with my wife was very condescending. And basically what he was saying that it sounds like something that happened in a parking lot, and my wife is trying to shift blame to you guys.
Uh-huh.
That's what he was telling my wife. My wife was getting extremely upset and handed the phone to me. And I started to tell Gary exactly, or excuse me, Adam, what it was, okay? And what he said to me, his last comment was that if she were my woman, I'd get her fixed or straightened out or something to that effect.
Oh my, yeah.
Okay, excuse me. That was rude, okay? It was uncalled for, and now, unfortunately, as I'm speaking to you, Gary, mm-hmm. okay, I'm to the point that I want to jump in my car and drive down to San Bernardino. We live in Wrightwood, okay, and have a little personal talk with Adam, okay?
All right.
That is how upset he got me, okay? And so right now I'm livid. What I would like to know is when is the first available time that we can bring the car in. There is nothing major here, okay? But I also want you to have a talk with your service manager, okay, about how he handles his customers, because I am extremely upset with, like I said, his condescending nature. He had a woman like that, okay? He fixed her.
Yeah.
That's what he said to me.
I realize that. He just doesn't like working on Saturdays.
That's his excuse for poor customer relationship and insulting my wife?
Yeah, pretty much.
And insulting me?
He's been passed up for several promotions, and he just kind of takes it out on customers, and he definitely doesn't like working on Saturdays, which he wouldn't have to do if he had been promoted. But, so what's
the problem? I can see why he probably didn't get promoted.
What's the problem with the car exactly, though?
There looked like there was some kind of glue or a compound that may have been used in putting on the new bumper. Or fender well, okay,
that
was on the side.
I see
okay.
that in the computer here. It looks like they knew about that when your car went out. They had put a note on the computer about it here. It looks like they're just trying to get you for a new paint job. I've told them not to do that. But, you know, they don't listen too good. We've had yeah, problems with this in the past.
No, I think what needs to be done isn't going to require paint at all, okay? Like I said, I think it's very minor, but now I'm not even concerned so much about the few little minor things that we have. I'm more concerned about my wife being insulted and me being insulted, and that the customer relationship stinks, okay? And I'm having to bite my tongue right now. And like I said, I'm at the point where I am almost so livid that I want to drive down there, okay? So I want to know when I can bring the car in, have it looked at, and have this minor touch-up that's probably going to take, about the most, maybe 30 minutes or an hour, okay? Now what I want is...
We could probably fit you in November here.
You can probably put me in when?
About the end of November. We have a slot open then.
The end of November.
That's correct.
Okay, well then, I'm going to tell you what. Gary, I don't think I'm getting far with you, okay?
Well, you're not really letting me say a whole lot. You've been pretty much talking nonstop.
Okay, go ahead. I'll listen.
Could I talk to your wife?
No, you can talk to me.
Quite frankly, she sounds pretty insane the way you're talking about her.
Okay. Excuse me. Are you guys related? Okay.
Related to your wife?
That was a very insulting comment.
Well, no,
okay?
I'm just saying.
You know what? That's fine. I'll be down on Monday, okay? And we'll deal with it at that point in time, okay?
That sounds good to me.